A popular Outcast production.
Greetings and salutations throughout the nation. I am Old School Mike, and you are presently listening to Sound of Life Podcast. With me, as always, is my beautiful niece, Hope. What up, kid?
My name is Esperanza.
And I'm Drea.
Yeah, so, all right, Drea, you know what? We're going to just, let's get right into it. Let's jump in. Let's dive in the deep end of music here. Drea, you go first. What do you got for us this week?
Okay, well, I'm doing a song by Iconopop, which is like a duet group, I guess I could say. And they're from Sweden.
Stockholm, Sweden, right?
I don't know how to say Stockholm.
Stockholm. Stockholm, Sweden. For our Swedish listeners out there, hello. How are you? So, all right, so what's the song title? Iconopop is the name of the group?
Yes. I love it. That's the song.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Iconopop, I love it. All right, here we go.
Going to say their first names because the last names are too hard. It's Caroline and Aino, something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. Sorry if you're listening.
I'm sure they listen. We have a lot of Swedish listeners so far.
Yes, I know.
Really?
No.
Okay. But their main thing is like electro house, punk, punk and indie pop.
Yeah, they don't sound too punk to me whatsoever. Electro pop or indie pop, as you said, that is what I would think of labeling them. Punk, not so much, but maybe their other music.
Well, I like how they're really unique instead of, well, I was just going to say that I like the beat, but I know that that's not really acceptable here anymore.
No. Musically, it is, you know, the beat, the music, the melody is important. You got to move to the rhythm.
But what I really like about it is that they have a different voice than everyone else, so it really brings them out.
They are from Sweden, so that makes sense a little bit. You know, I don't know. It, to me, it sounded like rioting, angry, little pop girl music.
Well,
you know, I got mad. I threw your crap down the stairs, and threw it out, and then I crashed my car, but I don't care.
Kids don't do that, and even if they do that, they shouldn't be doing that. They should probably see a therapist.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, little kids. And, you know, I know for purposes of listeners, so you don't get angry at me, again, like that crazy troll email that we had in episode 5. If you haven't heard about that, go back. It's pretty awesome. On the episode itself that you're listening to, you just heard the uncensored version of that song. But for the purposes of the minor in the room, we have listened to the edited version, the radio play, if you will. But that's one thing we try and do here is not edit the music. So don't shoot the messenger, please.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
Yeah, which will lead us into our next pick, Bob Marley. No, I'm just kidding.
It kind of reminds me of Drake's YOLO song. I don't necessarily like it because I feel like it's going to give a bad message.
We got a diss. Oh, Drea, she doesn't like your stuff.
Sorry.
That's all right. You know, you can't like everything. I don't know. It is super catchy. It is the epitome of a pop song.
Actually, the real song, like, I was trying to tell you this in the car the other day, but I don't know if you're actually listening.
Something about them being drunk or something?
Yeah, it's actually about girls getting very, very, very upset because their boyfriend dumped them. So they trash their car, get drunk, and get all their stuff and, like, burn it. And
we might need to rethink stuff. I might need to rethink the music I'm letting you listen to.
It's on the radio, so it's fine.
I know. That's where you hear it all the time. It was really funny. We just had a computer technical error, and Hope was like, oh, my God, that song just made my stomach hurt. I'm going to vomit.
I did not.
You know what? Do you want to go, Hope, or do you want... I'm going to play a really old song that kind of has to do with a... teenage life. Yes, again. Yeah. That's my thing. This is not rap, though. This is kind of a funny thing. We essentially are kind of doing what MTV used to do, and that is playing music before they got into reality shows. So just wait until episode 40, guys. We're going to just be... Music's going out the window, and Sound of Life is going to be like, you know, a podcast with babies having babies and reality hijinks and...
The real life of Cape Coral.
That's right. Drug use and... Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, the life.
way back in the day, MTV used to have VJs, people who would spin their videos, you know, be like intro them and stuff, kind of like our job for the songs. And there was a lady named Julie Brown. She was a red-haired woman. There was another one called Downtown Julie Brown, who was a black woman. But Julie Brown was a comedian. And she also was a musician, and she did a song called "The Homecoming Queen Has Got a Gun," and that is this song. So, chicka-chicka down!
It was homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there. It was totally cool. I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans. Holding this humongous bouquet in her hand.
Chopper.
Throw down your gun, SDR, and come out of the club.
Daffy didn't listen to what the cop said. She aimed and fired, and now the math teacher's dead. Oh, it's really sad, but kind of a relief. I mean, we had this big test coming up next week. Everybody run. The homecoming queen's got a gun. Everybody run. The homecoming queen has got a gun.
Debbie, who's Johnny? Does anybody here know Johnny? Are you Johnny? There was one guy named Johnny, but he was a total geek. He always had food in his braces. Answer me, Debbie, who's Johnny? Oh, God, this is like that movie Citizen Kane, you know, where you later find out Rosebud was a sled, but we'll never know who Johnny was because, like, she's dead.
Oh, yeah, so you like that one, huh?
That was awesome.
Yeah, it is good fun. It is old song. But, you know, I figured for sure you wouldn't know that. And a lot of our audience probably doesn't know that. And if you do, you're probably of a certain age or really like really wacky videos or songs. Yeah, man, Julie Brown, funny chick. Actually, I believe she just recently, like within the last couple of years, put out another like comedy record or whatever, but I'd have to double check on that. I forget where I heard that, but anyway, so that was my pick. And Andre, what do you think about that one? Don't be shy. What did you think of it? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
Shy. I don't know. It's just like, I didn't really like her voice and the song just seemed kind of pointless. I mean, come on. Why would you spend like that much time on that? I don't know. And the music video kind of just seemed old.
I know. You like the hope. I thought it was hilarious myself. But
there was a few funny
that's why parts, I picked it. It's got really funny lines. Like, she got shot in the ear. And, you know, and then yeah. I said in her good ear, why did you do it? Cool. Well, hey, that one's not for you. Sometimes that's what you get for going in your Wayback Machine with your dad. Because,
Back to the future.
Yep. So, cool. Hope, what do you got for us this evening? Episode 7, Hope Pick. What?
All right. Time to go. When I was in 9th grade, I went through this phase.
Oh, we're going back in the Wayback Machine for Hope, too. But that is nowhere near way back as that song was.
not even close. Okay, but back in 9th grade, I went through this phase. And I swear, if you go down my iTunes list on our computer at home, you will see nothing but this artist going all the way down when you go to the K section.
KK. Not Kanye West.
No.
Okay.
It's who? Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi! Oh, that's it's funny because a couple weeks ago we played that song by Band of Horses, The Funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Rau, once again, Mr. Music himself. Said, oh, Kid Cudi does a really neat version of that song. You were talking about somebody that did a, like, use the beat for that?
Mm-hmm.
He does a song called The Prayer, which uses
that's
that.
That's it.
That's the
I
song. Yeah. So, yeah, Kid Cudi is interesting. He's, I don't know, some of his stuff I think is really on point, and some of the stuff I think, all right, dude, you're just trying to be that weird abstract hip-hop guy. But, cool. Well, what song are you going with the Cudi?
Well, it's a really short one, but I like the beat and I like the cheering in the background, but it's called We, I don't even know how to say it, We I, like We All Right, but We I.
Yeah, Kid Cudi, We I. Hope's pick. We I by Kid Cudi. What do you think?
I don't know. I didn't really like it. Only because, like...
Ooh, rebuttal diss.
I'm sorry, but, I mean, I don't know. It was just, like...
It's all right. Hope didn't like your song. You don't like her song.
I don't know. It's just not, like... I didn't understand it. All I heard was We I.
Not too much in the lyrical content of that song, but... It's pretty neat. I don't know, the beat really drives through that. It's decent. It's very short though, you're right.
Yeah. I like it. I think like the one thing that made me like it so much is because when if you listen to the actual song, he was like, "You gotta wake your mind up," and he like emphasized the up, and then you hear him laugh in the background. I really like that.
Well, that's cool. That is going to be a really neat segue into our listener suggestion stuff, because that was pretty much, for all intents and purposes, that was almost like an instrumental. And basically what we have a email that we received from John. I'm not going to use his last name because I don't do that. Guys, if you want... if you want your last name said on the podcast, just, you know, put it in the email, because I don't know. I have a thing about that. This guy John wrote us, and he followed us on Facebook the same time, because I noticed the name. I was like, oh, hey, that's a new guy. Anyway, he writes, "Hey, Mike, Hope, and Dre, I love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Yay. I just listened to a cello cover of Justin Timberlake's Mirrors.
I love that song.
Kevin Olasola, who is in a new school a cappella group called Pentatonix.
You
should check out, which, yeah, I've seen their stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, nice.
But while listening to this cover, it reminded me of what I really love in music itself without vocals. When I heard it, I just got really emotionally into it to a point that I can't really explain. Not like crying, but you just forget about everything around you and get such a great feeling from it. The music just feels so powerful. Here's the link," and he provides the link, which is awesome, so I didn't have to go search it out or anything. And he finishes the email with, "I hope to hear what you have to say about it, and let me know if you understand the feeling I was talking about. Thanks." So we are going to check this out by Kevin K.O. Olasola. And he is a cello beatboxer, and I don't quite know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Like, I thought cello,
does he beatbox, or like, you know, I mean,
play the cello and beatbox.
Yeah. So I guess we're gonna find out. So cool. Here we go. Thank you.
music, cello music, guitar music, we got K-Home music. I don't think ever that rapping is okay, cause we gonna do this cover, make it
What's good, everybody? It's your main man, KO, back at it again. Thank you so much for watching this cover of Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. First of all, JT, you the man. And I love this song, and I love your album. So everybody should go get it. And it was somewhat fun to make a cello beatbox, well, sorry, no beatboxing, but a cello, cajon, and guitar version of it. It was just so much fun. And yo, you definitely got to check out the two guys, Ben and Eric. They're so ridiculous, talented people, and it's just... yeah, it's cool to work with those kind of people. So, you know, definitely check out my YouTube channel, K.O. Lushala. Definitely check out Pentatonix channel, PTX Official. Somewhere over here. Don't know where they're going to be, but there's someone over there. And thanks for everything, man. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.
All right. So, yeah, so that was Kevin Olasola, K.O. And that was his information there at the end, because I just pulled that whole thing right off of YouTube, because that's where it is. But, wow. John, good pick, man. I totally understand the emotional connection, the emotional resonance that you got from that. I know, Hope, you were talking through the whole thing about how awesome it was and about the dude and everything.
Instant
so,
connection. We both like Justin Timberlake's new album, The 2020 Experience. I have the whole album in my car, and I will sit there and listen to every single song. My mom even had to sit there and listen to me try and impersonate Justin Timberlake's high high soprano voices that he does going up and down. Like, she knows what's up.
Yeah, he does a lot of that, like, high-low range and stuff. Yeah, like ladder rungs or whatever. I don't know what it's technically called, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And the cello was so nice. This was such a nice song, especially how the cello was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it was like the vocal that he was doing. It was like, you know,
woo,
the cello did the vocal portion, and, you know, the kid that was playing the, I don't know what it's called, it's like a slap drum that you sit on, and there's the kid on the guitar, and like, if you go watch the video, you know, you heard Kevin put his, the information at the end of the video there. Go check them out. It's you can tell just how much they love what they are doing when you watch it. Like, I mean, it really shows through in their face. It was really neat. And, you know, I just think that's awesome, because that is something I never would have come across. Like, there's a lot of stuff on the show where I'm like, oh, check out this cool YouTube cover of blah blah blah, and oh, here's that little girl doing the Misfits cover and all that kind of stuff. But just instrumentation, I have to say, I really don't follow too much. But I know that Pentatonix thing, they're like an acapella group, which is pretty interesting, because, you know, I like beatboxers and I like acapella stuff and, you know, sing songy, show tuney stuff, and, you know, I don't know, I like it all. And you started saying something to us about a friend of yours and something with the Justin Timberlake version of the song. What was that?
My friend Amanda, she's one of my best friends, and she always says, because in the song it's talking about how he stares into a mirror and he sees about all the good stuff about him and blah 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 blah, but he also sees that, he also says, like, something is the other half of him. And my best friend says that every time she hears this song, she thinks of me, because she thinks of me as the other half of her, because that's how much she loves me as a friend.
I don't know the song enough to know what that means. Or I'd imagine, knowing Justin Timberlake, he's probably singing about, like, soulmate or other half being a girl. But that's cool that you guys use it as, like, a friendship song. That's pretty neat. Anyway, we got one more thing for this episode, and it is a request from Jared Hazelwood on his YouTube channel that he kicked us and was like, "Here, guys, here's all these things." And I saw this one and just thought, "Oh man, really? The kids I know aren't gonna know this song, and I do." And it kind of comes from that same time frame as that Julie Brown song that we played earlier. This is Oingo Boingo song, Dead Man Party. So let's do it.
Dead man, all my shoulder. Morgan stuck with Monica.
Yeah, man. That's Dead Man's Party. Oingo Boingo. What do you guys think of it?
What was that?
It's just me thinking that how you guys are gonna react to it. That's all.
That was crazy.
No, like, it's really crappy and it should have stayed in the 80s or nothing like that. Nothing crazy. So, what does a 12-year-old think of Oingo Boingo? What do you think, Dre?
Although I've said there's a lot on this episode, I really don't care that much.
Yeah, this is an episode for you not liking the stuff.
No.
I like it. I don't know. The funny thing is, Jared sent that to us and, you know, from his picks in music and from talking to him and listening to his show, he does a show called The Media Junkies on the network, too. So if you guys get a chance, listen to that, too. I'm just a company man now. I just assumed by everything, his comic and movie collecting, his music selections, I assumed he was my age. And he's actually, in the middle of Hope and I. He's in his mid-20s, late-20s. And I, of course, am 37. So I was like, wow, man, how are you into such cool stuff if you're so young? And then I was like, well, Hope's into cool stuff and she's even younger. Maybe I'm just the weirdo. So anyway, but yeah. So
when you have internet, you have everything.
That is true. That is true.
Who needs outside the outer net?
So... it's a Dead Man's Party. Who can ask for more?
By Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo is just a funny name to say, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Oingo Boingo.
So the lead singer of Oingo Boingo is a guy named Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman is a composer. He, he did music from Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, nice.
The 89 Batman movie that Tim Burton did.
And all other Corpse Tim Bride. Burton.
Yeah, pretty much everything Tim Burton he's attached to. And the original motion picture score to Spider-Man. Big Fish, which is another Tim Burton movie. Awesome movie though, yes,
great
dude.
Great movie.
Totally rad. But, Danny Elfman's the lead singer of Oingo Boingo. And, after that, he went on to be Tim Burton's musical comrade. So, So, everybody check out the Oingo Boingos and the Danny Elfmans. Sweet! Well, anyway, that is episode 7, guys. We did it again!
We did it. We did it.
What?
We did it.
Hey, this is Sound of Life. Say what? Anyway, that's it for this episode. We are Sound of Life. I am Old School Mike.
And I am Hope.
And I'm 12-year-old Drea.
4'8" Drea.
No, 12-year-old Drea. A
couple more inches, Drea, and you could be the 5-foot assassin.
No, I like being short.
Anyway, peace.
Bye.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, and if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.